Good evening. It's the 6th of December. I've been a little bit AWOL. It's taken me a while to come back from Lanzarote. It was amazing there. Anyway, this is not about that. The poem that I put out while I was in Lanzarote had some quite interesting responses that came in over a few days. I haven't written anything since, apart from a couple of pieces that I've already shared with you guys that were not anything to do with daily suggestions. So anyway, this one, finally, after a long wait, thank you for your patience. Thank you, Anya, for Mozart, and Sarah, turning 18 and voting for the first time. Leanne, universe and our wonderful energy that many do not know we possess. Michelle, a beautiful farewell to a beloved grandma. Leanne again, because this spanned over 2 days, care workers and the elderly, and Michelle again, asking, is it okay for a second choice on another day? A mother's pride in her loving son. And here's the poem. I've called it On My 18th Birthday. On my 18th birthday, like, I went to town to vote. We had to cross the water to the mainland on a boat. I took my turn at ballot booth, ticked my little box. I was wearing favourite trousers and a matching pair of socks. Then I took the train, then the bus, then the boat. It were cold on ferry crossing, so I buttoned up my coat. And finally, I sat at table, feeling like a man. And then my dad said, son, you're old enough. You can. Can what, dad? I said, a frown upon my face. Listen to the music with me. Share its noble grace. So after dinner, mum washed up and I went off with dad. He took me to his study. It were really, really mad. He sat me down on armchair that were old and smelt of dust. And then I realised that he were giving me his trust. He sat himself right opposite on t'other dusty chair. I looked at him and noticed that he hadn't got much hair. When did he start balding? How did I miss that? You're ignorant, I told myself, dozy little twat. I think he saw my thinking. I think he saw inside. But in his bloody study they were out where I could hide. Sometimes, son, my mind gets busy. This is where I come. I smoke a Cuban crafter and then I chew some gum for your mum. I put the record player on and let the music take me. The classicals are magic. They can lift me. They can break me. So now, my favourite son, my only son, I give to you my second record player and my Mozart number 2. And when you need a break from the noises in your head, remember that we've had this chat and put this on instead. Thank you, Dad, I said, and I took the things he gave. I knew it weren't the sort of thing to stick on at a rave, but later on, in bed, and the thing plugged in beside me, I let the music in. I let it right inside me. I saw that I am God, that all human beings are one. I felt how it would feel on the inside of the sun. I saw the first beginning and I saw the very end. And when I listened really deep, I saw that time could bend. So when I go to rest home to see my aging Nan, I try to take the record player. Play it if I can. Nana loves it. So do I. I sit and hold her hand. Her favourite one's Traumeri by that Schumann on the grand. There are times when we just sit and listen, looking at each other. My mum's dead chaffed, I see my Nan. Shame about my brother. The nurses like it when I come to play my record box. And unlike when I voted, I don't think about my socks. I think about my Nan while I'm looking in her eyes. And while the music's playing, we both take off our disguise. I think I'm saying goodbye to her. I think we're making peace. They really ought to get that Mozart out on re-release.